The Bach Six Suites, you've been playing them pretty much your whole life. And as I've been sort of touching upon them pretty much the whole time I've been playing cello as well.
Doing the same, yeah.
It's a marathon. And the fact that when I heard you were going to be performing all six suites back to back, I thought, that's got to be exhausting.
Crazy.
Because obviously when somebody is talented, you don't hear the effort that went in behind the music. It's supposed to sound effortless. But the Bach Six Suites, from the very first one, gradually working your way through the six, they're getting more and more difficult until you get to that final suite and that final gigue. I believe it was that gigue with which you finished your performance in Laredo. So unbelievably difficult. Do you still find it difficult to make your way through 2.5 hours of music and still feel like you can, you know, do it again?
Well, I can tell you the next day, my fingers are raw. You know, you touch them and it's like, ouch, because I've been hitting the strings for so many times. And I have to say, when I first played all six in one day, probably around 25 years ago, at Carnegie Hall, it was such a marathon, but it was also such an incredible journey. It was in very much sort of like a spiritual journey, certainly a physical journey. And it was one of those things that I promised myself that I would never abuse doing that as, oh, this is something I can do, therefore I will do a lot of it. But I wanted to make sure that the circumstances would be the right ones when I would play them again. And I think at this moment, and since I travel so much, I have the privilege of seeing many different parts of the world and seeing it from different perspectives. And I feel like we're kind of in a funny moment where there are a lot of fractures everywhere. It's not just in the United States. And I think there are a lot of people who feel insecure and afraid of the changes that are coming that they can't control. And I think there's something incredibly dangerous about when people are afraid. I was talking to some of the students at Laredo today who each overcame their fear because they had a passion. There was a flutist, there was a chess player, cellist, so there was a ballet dancer, and there was an opera singer. And each one went through some kind of either fear, trauma, but because they loved something, that gave them the strength to get through. And this is sort of like a microcosm of what I think is a cultural thing, is that if you care about something, you care about your community, you are that much better set to deal with changes. I was in Flint, Michigan, just a couple months ago, and in Flint, they were so proud of their culture. Three generations of GM workers, out of jobs, but they were proud because they have a history. They have a history of knowing how to do things. And that's what I love about culture, is that it's always seeding something new when it has strength. The Bach Suites, to a cellist, is one of those monuments that, you know, or Mount Everest that you try and climb, or K2, or whatever you want, Mount Kilimanjaro. It's an effort to go through it, but to bring an audience along on that journey, that's the kind of striving that I feel matches what we all need to do and actively participate in order to create the society that we can all feel part ownership of and be proud of, and feel that dignity that comes when that work is in progress and is being achieved.
Any cellist can make the Bach Suites their own. There are no tempo markings. There's no dynamic markings. There's no bowing markings. They can take it a little faster. They can take it a little slower. They can add an ornamentation, a trill there, a little turn of the phrase. Have you found your approach to Bach changing almost every time you perform it?
Well, I actually think of Bach as a scientist composer. And as a scientist, he figures out the DNA of a piece, of some beginning, and he stays true to it. Now, you know that when you get to that essential, the first principles of something, you can have an infinite amount of variety within it. So, to your point, there are so many different interpretations because the essential, the first principles of each suite is so strong. And Bach, the scientist part of him, says, I know what these principles are. And the composer part of him, that says, I can actually, like Shakespeare, know everything and sympathize with everybody that participates in the human experience. Tragedy, comedy, it's all part of his study. And he can be the narrator, but he's not the omniscient narrator. He doesn't pretend that he knows everything. So he leaves you a lot of choices. He's empathetic to all of how you feel, but he's also objective about how you feel. And that is really comforting, because when we are in need of advice, you don't want someone to just say, oh, you're right, everybody else is wrong. You want someone who actually can do some of that, but also kind of stand aside and says, but you know, you've always been a little bit like that. I wonder whether, you know, you start to then have a slightly different perspective. We all need that. We all need a version of Bach in our lives, right? Whether it's in a story or in a friend or in a work of art. And I think that the challenge of playing all the Bach suites for cellists, in that sense, it's the cellist's Bible. There's so much wisdom in there. You can always find out more things, and it changes as you change. As I get older, I see different things. I see more richness. I see more texture. And I see that Bach was actually attempting to do something, writing for the cello, something kind of almost impossible. He, as a composer, writes for the organ. He can play many, many different lines at the same time, and the cello can't. So what does he do to make the cello be able to essentially suggest all these different lines? He enlists the listener's ear. Really? He enlists the listener's ear by saying, okay, I can't hold on to that note, but I'm going to make you remember that note so that when I follow with another note that's on a scale, you know about scales, and you know you have a good memory, and when that comes in, you subconsciously fill in what's missing. That's what community is about. And I think Bach exemplifies that in his suites.